stun. They use it like a gun. The yorim, a bolt into the bust, and that one penetrates the kavah and seals, or better say, attaches the kavah to staple. The kavah to the ora behema. This one, instead of using a needle, only the ora, it's a staple. Right away it goes in, it seals itself, and the hole and the stima are together. Important point. The creation of the hole and the stima are together. And the moment he takes out the gun, satum kvar. There is never a hole open. It's already satum. It's round. Sotemoto benisgar. These are the procedures.
It's not every needle is like that, right?
You take the needle out.
There's a hole.
You take it out, but if you leave it there.
If you're not leaving it there.
If you don't leave it there. Yeah?
Let's say you find the needle in the basic process.
You don't know.
Why is it stressful? Why is it there?
You don't know.
No, maybe he made a hole and came back. Now, the question is always presented. Everyone asks, how do we drink milk? How do you drink milk if most of the hemus are treif? Very simple question. Rov behemot trefa, that's for sure. No question about. Here, for sure. Sirches, most of them are treifa. So how do we drink milk?
That they're not even kosher, or that they're not glut?
Mimanafshach. First of all, it's not even kosher so many times.
Everyone says Rav Behem is kosher.
Yeah. It's true, but not today.
Really?
Not today.
The whole world, they check all the...
No, the Rav Behemot Ksherot doesn't mean Chazal went and checked the whole world and established Rav Behemot Ksherot. Not even here. Not even here. They didn't check them. They are alive.
It's a little bit of lesson, come on.
Rav Behemot Ksherot means Zechazoka. The Cheskas Kashrus. No one measured this. Ruba the Lesser Command. No one went and counted them in the behemoth. And Shechter and made
the... Forget. I mean, that's the Teva Oilam is supposed to be that way.
Oh, the Teva Oilam, very good. That's why we drink milk. Because Cheskas Kashrus. And every behemoth is Cheskas Kashrus. Ad Shivad Alecha V'man Itrefa. So until you see it, it's Cheskas Kashrus. So it's not because Roy comes from somewhere. You tell me today the Roy is different. And then you want to ask for the milk. There is a big Rosh Yeshiva in YU, Hushmo Harav Herschel Shachter, who doesn't drink milk. He doesn't drink milk. Because Rav Behemot Trefa, but he is not correct. He is not correct. He's a big Lamdan, he's a big Yadan, but he's not correct. Rav Behemot Kshera doesn't mean there is certain amount of behemot in the market. Berov behemot ksherot, they call the porish meruba porish. That's not hanuyot. Rov beteva zekacha. So mehezkat kashrut. Until you find differently. Right. That's why it's important, this information. How do we drink milk altogether? Let's go to the percentage of the parot. In the milking industry, how many of the parot, let's say, a farm that has 500 cows and produces milk constantly, every day produces milk. How many of the parot would have this procedure in the kavah? Not more than 15%. Between 5 and 15%. Not every para needs it. Okay? So we know already that we are dealing with the LDA, the left displacement of the Abu Mazum,
yeah,
which is the kavah. The left displacement is not roiv. It's only a miut katan meol between 15%
How much is gonna be motzi? It will be
a miut amotzi. Miut amotzi is 10%.
10%.
Yeah, well, but this is not even 15. This is a 5. And if miut amotzi, it would be mechayv you bedika. Will not answer the behema. And we're not talking about bedika because the milk is taken out before geshochten. So we can make bedika. In Uruguay, we're talking about something, the meat, then you get shochten, then you make the bedika. Here, you don't make a bedika because the behemoth is alive. Unless you make, Bezok Mendoza, Dosa, X-ray, or the other one, the Chaya. MRI, not Chaya. Fine. So Mimela, Elama, between 5 and 15% would not be bottled, because the percentage of Bitul in Shishim is 1.6. 1.6, that's the Bitul in Shishim, which is actually 1.63. Is the Bitul 1 in 60, so in 100 is 1.6. Any moment that is more than 1.6 is already not bottled. And if you find 5%, it's not bottled. So the milk mixture cannot be bottled. Shaloi Kimishe Amar, someone who said, I don't want to mention the name, that the milk is bottled. The milk of such a para is bottled because it's a small amount. Shaloi Kizeh. Said it. Gam Toanim, Shemikre Gimal Hatoanim Le Esor, Atdodim Haoisrim.
Why don't you have relations? It's called the parish on that.
There's no ruba. There's no ruba somewhere. They call the porish meruba porish. The cholov is mixed.
It's
tarubas.
They mix all the milk together.
They mix the milk together. There is not a behema who came from somewhere and we done this behema or the next or the next or the next or the next. I don't know, I'm carrying how many. There's not a row of behemas here. Let's say 10 million behemas in America. I don't know how many. Let's say there is 10 million. So then it's not called a parish from the 10 million. There is 1 million shedakru otam and 9 million shedodakru and everyone is parish. That's not the case. They stay mixed together. You are milking a flock of behemoth, which there is chazik isura in there.
And all the milk is.
Oh no, the milk has in one container.
When you take the milk out, it's
what called the porridge? It's not called the porridge.
Every cow's milk is not porridge.
What's lach?
Not porridge, it's kavua.
No, when you milk the cow, it's lach.
You mix all the milk together.
It's bitul, it's taruvas. It's taruvas. It's taruvas.
You're not donning it then.
Why not?
It comes out. It comes out.
No,
when
it's bitul.
This
there is chazik isura in the
this form has
for sure 15%. This this
what happens? Milk all everything and then it goes into a big vat.
Into a big container. Okay. Or 500,000.
In between, the time it comes,
it goes into a small container, and then it goes into the big.
That's not a suffix. That point, the right car knows that one is straight.
When it comes out,
yeah, it's straight.
Why is it straight?
Because that it's straight.
That behema is straight.
And the milk is. You're not drinking it then. The farmer knows that it's straight. Who does not suffix then?
We're talking about how do you ever drink milk?
Yeah, exactly.
So why don't you say call the porridge?
Wait. Start the story. You have a cow.
And now you know. If you don't know that, I don't have the food. If I don't.
You have in this farm, there is 50 cows that had the procedure.
Correct.
From the moment the milk comes out from those 50 cows, you agree that it's treif 100%.
Yes.
And it's moving into the major, let's call it pipe.
Right.
And in that pipe comes from all the other 350 cows, and it's bottled there.
It's not bottled because it's more nutrition.
If Benish can picture those,
over
if there are cows.
He's saying it's 5%.
If there are cows, each one is a head, and there is a big container, from each one there is a pipe to the container.
Right.
So if this one is treif,
then they're all dead.
From that one is treif, the milk goes out, is treif, continues until it gets into the big container. So it's me'urav with 9 times kosher and 1 time treif, which is not bottled. 1 into 9 is not bottled. Very simple. So this milk is totally condemned. Also, from here it goes into the jar. Pride of farm, pride of Chesnishvu. And this is what gets here. Golden flow or silver flow, I don't know. That's what we're drinking.
Dvash. It is halal dvash.
Whatever you like. That's what we're drinking. So, divrei ha'oisrim. Let me read the little contrast. is Toanim Shel Mikre Gimal Vedalet in the case of 3 and 4, if you remember, Nokdim HaKeva Me'ever Le'ever. With the needle, who controls that it goes into the skin? The bolt, for sure not. And even the needle, who controls that? In Ken Gam Mikrim Elu Yesh Vahem Dekira. In Ken Yesh Le'esor Kol HaHalav B'mdina Zu Ki En Shishim.
But
Mikra Gimel is the needle.
You said 2 1/4.
Two and a quarter. Who's the Mashgiach? Who is the Mashgiach?
Who's telling me for sure they're not going in
the tree and come back? Yeah. Okay. And the bolt, Zichenisht. Mimela is the entire milk in America is also to drink. Right. This is Divra Ha'oisrim.
Who holds like that?
We're getting there. Who holds? No one holds. But that was what when it happened, the tumult by Yom Ha'im, approximately 15, 20 years ago in the late 90s. There was a tumult and some Asher the Kelim, I don't know if you remember, and the Kasher the Kelim, v'chulu. There was a tumult. Who? No one I have seen wrote a tshuva le'esor. Amash. Aval. Tzdodim lehokel. Few tzdodim. Aleph, Bet, Gimal, few of them. Harbe rofim lo osim shum chituch klal. They don't cut all together. They do it manually from the outside. Like lehavdi, le doctor, the gynecologist, will bring the position of the baby to the right delivery. So big chachomim, you know how to do that without harming the baby, chalila. They have the descended by behemoth, they will move the keva into its place. So many of them do that. The experts do it.
But do we know what
and the and the owners of the farms prefer that much, much cheaper than making a surgery, v'chulu. That's number one. Number two, Rova Nituhim, most of the Nituhim are made Keneged HaChelev, that is Chelev de Aitera, which is Soysem. We know that. Every Nekev, which is done in an Amokom, that Chelev Tohor is Kenegdoi, Chelev Tohor is Soysem. So most of them, it's done in Keneged HaChelev de Aitera. Chelev de Aitera is right here, this white stuff. Chelev de Aitera, this white stuff here. This is outside Chelev the Kashta, outside, it's like an arrow. I'm not writing, just marking. This is Chelev, the Chelev Tameh, and this is the Chelev Tahor. In the Nekev is done here, not here, in this side. If that is when the operation is made, when they go in. So if that's the case, the Chelev is Sotem. You have to go through the Chelev, the Aitera, into the keva, with the bolt or with the needle or whatever. That is chelev is sotem. Al pi halacha, that stima is good.
Even though you went through the chelev, so sure. You have the chelev hole in the hole of the thing connected
to
each other.
Oh, and the nature of chelev is that you can pierce chelev, unless you take a piece out.
Really?
So what the it other opens up?
Exactly. Chelev just moves, so you go through. Once you take out the needle, it goes back to its place. It's not a hole that was healed. No. The chelev is mitkavetz, mitrachev, until you enter. Once you exit, it goes back, or mitkavetz, closes itself.
But how do you know they did it in the right spot?
That's where it's done. No, that's where it's done. We have to. The metzius. The doctors, the veterinarians. We have to. All this is mevusas on birurim. If we not mevarer the metzius, we cannot pass them. And if we question every metzius, maybe not, maybe they don't do a whole altogether, then we are here wasting time. We have to see how it's done, to study their ways, how they do it, how they prefer doing it, or how they do it for technical reasons.
What about the bolt or the staple? That's also from the Chelev
Deatera? Yeah, Chelev Deatera.
No, why in the Chelev Tome, why wouldn't it be the same?
Chelev Tome is not Soysen.
It's not Soysen.
It's not Soysen, but you never left the...
Wait, Hakerega. Hakerega. Wait a moment. The first The first heter is ki yeshnam harbe hotzaot, expenses with nituach, therefore they prefer to move it by hand. Rova nituchim naasim keneged ha'chelev de'aitera she'az sotem ha'nekev kimdubar b'shulchan aruch memhet alef tlilin shulchan aruch that is nikev ha'kevo keneged ha'chelev de'aitera is mutar u'b'shuman ha'chelev de'aitera is shuman and nekev kimiyad hu mitmale unless you mechaser from it with scissors, you cut it. Tam shlishi, and this is the main one. Tam shlishi lehadir. First time was many doctors don't do it. Second time was that it's chelev de aitera. Third time that there are actually three layers of oil in the kevo. Chitzoni, emtzai, pnimi. They're not two, but there are three. And the pierce by alachson gomur. And the three holes are ze shelo keneged ze. Like a melupam. 1, 2, 3. Or I would say better. 1, 2, 3. Like a melupam. And these are the nekovim. Ze shelo keneged ze. Ve'en ze nekev alachsoni. Or not now. The achronim cholkim. Did you bring, or it wasn't written there, Dar Ketshuva, it doesn't make a difference. In Dar Ketshuva, in Siman Memtes, Saif Koton Yud, brings Machloikus Achronim, whether Zeh Shelo Keneged Zeh is kosher or it's possible, because maybe Ulai Yitramu, maybe they'll find each other. Oh. Beyoreh Deah Siman Memtet, also the beginning, right at the beginning. Right at the beginning of Memtes. This is a Memtes? Yeah. It's a Trefis. Yeah, what he does. Or Trefis. Right at the beginning of Memtes, the Shach is open. Go, yeah. This is a Memtes. In Memtes is also the first Shach. It's a Tzura Sadat, no? Yeah. You open Memtes, my Memtes also. In the Nikevu. Nikev Shuman Alav Sotmo. That's it. Either is Shuman or Sotmo. That's number one. Second, the three Nekavim, Zeshelok and Ekezem, Bao Hatoanim Leesor, Vetaanu Leesor, Zeshelok and Ekeze is Osur. Nekavim Itramu Kechodo, because Beshad that you made the hole this way. So all the three Nekovim are together, are lined up. Doesn't have to be this way, could be this way too. They're lined up, the needle goes through. If the needle goes through, that's itrame vegorem vegorem. Gorem trefut. It's be'etzem, the oyster in this is the Maria Sad. The Maria Sad has a tshuva in Siman, Samach, I believe, yeah, he printed it from yesterday. And the same problem in Parot and etc. It's the same problem. At the end, he says, Be'oifan shenidon ha'shayle, shebehem azu asura hi vechelbo meikar adin is osur, osur lemochran enochri, shemayachzu veimkeren alei sol, de behem alive. Why? Because Besha'a, שמכניסים את השפופרת החלול דוקרים ותוחב תוך הנקב ההוא במקום החתך משך זמן an hour or 2 hours אם כן המשך הזמן ההוא הנקב עומד בעיני פתוח ואין הקראים שוכבים זה על זה but they are open at that moment is open so יתרמו הדדה. And if it ramu adade, it's possible, like in the veshet. Veshet, ze shelo keneged ze, is trefo, because it ramu adade, because they move. Because of the food, they move. It's a muscle that moves. And it ramu adade, the poganken it ramu adade, therefore it's trefo. Good? This is the Maria Sad, at the end of Samach. But be'etzem, if you think good, it's not the same. If you think a little bit deeper, it's a low domain.
Tracy said there's vada.
Yeah, he's Vada too. Yeah.
The
Itramu Ahadadeh, is not a siman that if nitra mua hadadeh, the siman of tarfus. Not a siman of tarfus. It's a sibo, it's a cause. It's not a sign, but a cause. It means like this. Aza maka, which mitzad the maka itself. Tarfus is a maka, is a lekusa, it's a maka, it's a sickness. Aza nekev, which by nature, could be mitramea hadadeh. Aza nekev is a maka. Aza nekev, which could be mitramea hadadeh with the other one. Two oires. This one could meet the other one by nature, because they're up against each other, because they move, he moves and he moves. That kind of maka is matrif. But if I did it in Azaveg, that I took the hole from here, and the hole from there, and the hole from there, and I made all three of them into one, that's a different kind of nekev. The nekev is different. The lekusa, the damage is different. The maka, the wound is different. And that wound was a matrif. Mali, that you took it together, you made it together. Mali mashata asita. It haines, the shata, the mahat is inside. One has nothing to do with each other. To the other one. Mahat sheata patahta oto, you opened, you pierced all three of them, and you pierced by a lakson, you went like this, and then you went like that, to the other side, or you went on the same side. It's not a maka. From the beginning, it's not a maka. Yemela is not trivial. With the fact.
If you could get there or not, by itself.
Exactly. If by itself you could get there, that's a maka. If by itself you cannot get there, then it's not a maka. That's a pshat. The Israme Ahadode is not the goyrem. That's not the goyrem of Tarfus. Elaze. The siman, azazach, azag israme hadode, that's a maka. So malishata asita, you made them together. The yotzikola avin, sof mitzad atzmo ulo yitrame, he will never meet the other one. Because these three oires don't move. So there is a hole here, and a hole there, and a hole there. Each one is covered.
Even though the ark
grow,
it's still called
Nanamaka. So what? Unless you do it. Unless you do it. That's nothing. The issue is not the fact that their air goes in. That's not the psul. Taking out air or bringing air or taking out food or bringing in food, that's not the tarfus. The tarfus is the damage. The maka. The Loshon HaRambam is She'ena yichola lihiyot mahamat maka zu. The maka is the tarfus. Anafilu, the behemah will die. Machmas that, even if the behemah will die, actually machmas these three holes, that's not a trefa. It's a mesukenes. The fact the behemah will die doesn't make it the mafreya a trefa. That's called a mesukenes. A mesukenes is not a trefa. And that's the Rosh and the Ramban. Where is the Rosh? Here. Where is the Rosh? How do you learn the Rosh and the Ramban? The Olam learns it one way, and I think it's not like that. Where is the Rosh? I'm Zion, right? Zion, I'm Zion.
Zion,
no,
it's
Simeon.
It's probably not in terms of that.
No, that one is the Rosh's. Vehikshu
Ramban. That's the one, right? Vehikshu Ramban. אם כן, אם נחתכו הגידים, יחתוך כל הרגל למעלה, מצוי מסגידים, ותאחזו להכשרו. אז זוכר הרמב"ן גפרקט. ותראה צינה חינמי. תחוזרו להכשרו. If you cut the gidin in the bottom, it's trefo. Because you cut the gidin. But if you cut the רגל, מנהר קורבה ולמטה, is a... is minarku baulumata kol haregel minarku baulumala is kosher, so I could turn every tzua mesagidin into a kosher. I could do it. So the Rabban, yes, for sure you could do it. Elavada im shochat achar shenatlu tzomet hagidim trefo shehare yesh ba maka shena haya afal pishim haya hotech haregel lemala haya באותו זמן, מי היה באותו עניין שהטרפוס בו, בה, אין החיה. זוג דרוש ודעס רחוי כהי, שטרפה תחזור להכשרו, בידי אודום, אלא מיה שנחתך בצוי מסגידין, מייסו היא, is dead. ואילו חתך מתחילה למעלה, הייתה חיה. אבל אחר שנחתך בצוי מסגידין, שוב אין לתקונה, שכבר נכנס בו חוי לי הטרפוס. ואין לתקונה בתוספת ברוב, ולא דשון. מה, what's the מחלוקת here? So the oil and lens פשוט, that the מחלוקת is, אם טרפה חוזרת להכשרה עונת. רמבן הולס, טרפה חוזרת להכשרה. The טרפוס of the צוי מסגידין, the צוי מסגידין is reversible if you cut an upper hand, upper למעלה מהברך. So even if it's טרפה here, after it becomes טרפה, it can become kosher. Yes, it's reversible. That's what the Ramban, and the Rosh says that Hedo Asri Choykahi, that after he becomes trefa, he became kosher, that's impossible. Oh, but that's not the Pshat Mistama, the Pshat is different. They both agree, both, the Rosh and the Ramban, that a trefa could go back to Hechshera, no problem. The problem is whether it's trefa here or not, that's the problem. The Rosh, the Ramban understands that the Tarfus of the Tzoy Mesagidin is in the Ever, in the limb, which is up to the Arkuba. But if you get smarter and you cut Lemala me Arkuba, it was never trefa there. The Tarfus, the Sam HaMavet, the Sibu HaMemiso Oista is in the Ever. That's the Tarfus. The Ever. I don't mean to say Hatzi Behema Kshira, Hatzi Behema Trefa. Of course not. But the Tarfus is here only. Im Hotech Lemala, Oshavi Kshira, Shammah, it was never a Tarfus. The Dovar HaMatrif, the Goyri HaTarfus is in Tzoy Mesagidin. Here there's no Goyri HaTarfus. Mimela, if you caught up here, it was always kosher. It was never trefa shechoizeres lehechshero. It was never trefa here. Therefore, if you caught here, it stays kosher. Kum de Rosh, and he says, no, because the Rosh added the word at the very end. Shenichnas ba tarfus kvar. Shuvela takona. שכבר נכנס בו חוי לי הטרפוס. בו, means where? In the entire behemah. The poison, by cutting here, it's a poison that goes through the entire behemah. So what would help you to cut the malam in Arkuba? If the tarfus nichnas bo, if you don't learn like we say, then these extra words of the Ramban, of the Rosh, are actually extra. Let him say, entarfus, entrefo hozeres lechshero. Simple. No. כי כבר נכנס בו חוי לי הטרפוס, כשכבר אין לה תקון לפבוס, אבל אחר שנחתך בצוי מסגידין, I repeat, שוב אין לה תקון לפבוס, שכבר נכנס בו, in the behemah, there is a poison, חוי לי הטרפוס, ואין להם תקנה? The חוי לי is there already. Where is the חוי לי? From head to toe. From toe to head. So the poison is already there. So when you cut Tzoy Mesagidin, where is the poison? The poison is only here? Has it finished? The Sibo HaMatrefes is in the ganze guf. So what will help you cut over? Those tiny deros. Ube'etzem, I saw in that in Torah Sikusi al Kadmon, I saw it brought up. I don't have the Sefer here, unless he showed me. I didn't know the Sefer is here. We have it, but... Whenever we see in the Gemara that en trefa chozeres leachshero, that's only in krum she'ola machmas maka. Krum she'ola machmas maka, the maka was there. And the maka produced the krum, en odin, that the maka should save herself. The maka itself produced the krum. Who produced the krum? The maka. The maka is the matrif. The maka will produce a krum. That's kind of design. That cannot be that the maka itself will save herself. That's krum sholam achmas maka. Ve'u adin betrefus acherus. Ab achar shenitrefa choyzer lehechshera. וכן כוסב הראש. הראש? הראש זה לא. בפשיטוס, גם בצוי מסגידין, שחולק על הרמב"ן, בסביר הלדה, כל טרפוס חוזרת להכשרו, אפילו בידי אודום. והראש כתב, דלא דומה לרעיה, ומעצמה עומדת ומתחיל להסתבך, אבל אם חוזרת להכשרה בעצמה, אז כושר. כמו רעיה, וכן כתב הרשב"א, ולפי זה נראה, מה שהביאו מהר"ן, דקבע שנטרפה שוב אין לתקונו, היינו, שנכנס בה טרפוס, ממש סמתי, בעקבות הטרפוס, went in already, it's in the behemah already, like the maka. The maka is in the ganze behemah. So that cannot save herself. But if the maka is only tzumes agidin is only passels, not passels, but at least the maka is only in the foot, ma live with the upper foot. Mimela has nothing to do with trefa choseres lechshera.
But it's not kosher on the freya even there.
No, vadanish. It was never treif. Over the akuba was never treif.
It doesn't have
the maka.
Kol ben times mutar also.
Avada is also.
Even kodrimba.
Yeah, vada. Avada cholav is also. But is there a maka in the ganze behema that you would say it's choseres lechshera? זויס ואויד, למאן דאמר טרפה חיה, everything has to do with מכס טרפה, right? למאן דאמר טרפה חיה means life is not a sign that it's not טרפה. Could be טרפה, could be חיה. So what's טרפה? If you have a מכה that normally kills. זה שהתורה אסרה, גם שמכל מקום התורה אסרה, כמו כן, דעת התורה אסרה את זה. אז למאן דאמר טרפה חיה. כמו כן יהיה למאן דאמר טרפה אין החיה, which is more makil than למאן דאמר טרפה חיה. למאן דאמר טרפה אין החיה is more makil because י' בית חודש helps. זה יותר חמור ממאן דאמר טרפה חיה? למאן דאמר טרפה אין החיה will be more חמור than טרפה חיה? כאן אין מכה הממית אותה, ומותרת למאן דאמר טרפה חיה. This מכה doesn't kill her. Why I say this maka doesn't kill her? Because the roife kol kulo miskaven lerapotota. The entire intention of the roife is to kill her. The entire procedure is only to bring a maka that kills her. That's the procedure. In Shoilo Meishiv, there's something else. דדווקא אם ניקב במקרה על ידי קוץ או מחט, ממילא איז נקיבו שו במשהו, because this is an injury. אבל מה שאויסים בידי אודום למען שיצא הפרש וחזינה שמסרפה, יש לומר שאינו מכאיב לה כל כך, doesn't hurt her so much, doesn't damage her so much, כמו שעושים בהקוזה. ועושים באופן שלא ייגע בסימונים, הקוזה. מקיזים דם מפה. ואולי ניקב הוושת. You know that they give injections to the little chicks, little ones. They give an injection over here, פה. In order that should not have any sickness, whatever. Today the injection is in the egg.
In America,
in the egg. בתוך המבצע. אבל פעם היו נותנים אינג'קשן פה. אולי נכנס בחוט השדרה. כל כולם מתכוונים to bring life to the animal. Well, why should they do something that brings death? If you touch חוט השדרה, the chick will die immediately. אבל גם כאן נהי שדוקר, אבל אינו מכאיב לה כל כך, כיוון שעושים בתחבולות שלא תהיה מרגשת כל כך. וגם חזינה שמתרפאת, ועבר יב חודש. ואין בזה בית מחוש. כל שנה אין בזה בית מחוש. In short, he says, when the roifim do something, their intention is לרפות, לא להרוג. Not to kill.
Because they hold that a nekev doesn't do anything.
Maybe it's
no, they don't want at the end of Shoilom
Meshiv. Shoilom Meshiv.
Shoilom Meshiv. Chelek Aleph. Chelek Aleph. I'm sorry. Mahdura Aleph. And in Chelek. Chelek Gimel. Mahdura Aleph. Chelek Gimel. Siman Peh. Peh Aleph. Mahdura Aleph. Chelek Gimel. Siman Peh Aleph. At the end of the Siman. Anything done with intention of not damaging doesn't damage.
Even though the shitosam
that doesn't do anything, doesn't damage.
It's only in a suffix, you mean? It's only in a gale.
This is another
tzad. You don't know what happened.
And only tzad lehokel. Another tzad lehokel.
Because they hold that not the veshet. I'm talking about no.
Velo chayshin or the veshet.
Bring a right to the keres and to the keres.
He's
creating
a
suffix,
no?
Yeah, creating a tzad hamatir. Tzad hamatir.
They do with the staple also.
Now, let's talk about the staple. The bolt. I call it the bolt, a staple. Bolt. Ve'amahat yashar hu. Ve'u shlosha nekavim mechuvanim ze kenegad ze. Elu lo mechuvanim ba'alachson. Mechuvanim ze kenegad ze. Ha'mechuvanim ze kenegad ze. First of all, that amount is pachot m'shishim. The bolt issue is less than 60. That's number one.
Well, any farmer does it would use it exclusively, no?
Bolt is done occasionally. Occasionally, 1 into 60. Kach, that's the biru ladvorim. Ve'od chutz mizeh, you may say that this is bitul isul lechatchila, because I own the farm and I'm a yid, or I'm not a yid, but I buy it and it's produced for me. So that is bitul isul lechatchila. But they are mevatele, the goyim, for me, who's the yid. I buy, pride of the farm buys 60,000 gallons a day, and they are mixing this milk, like I showed before, for me. Not for anybody else. The whole production of today is mine, today and tomorrow and the day after. Could be krum shola machmas maka is eno krum. Biklal shesofo lehitparek. Zot omeret, Rashi brings why. The salka le leachar zman. It will be removed after time. Frak Rashi, areo shenikvo vedoifen sos moso. It's good. When you made a nekev on the reya, and the doifen is sois on the nekev. A nekev on the reya, mamish on the reya, not a sircha, a nekev on the reya. And it's keneged a doifen, meikar adin is kosher. I don't think that you are eating that today. You're not eating that. That doesn't get to the market. But meikar adin nekev hareya, and the doifen is soisem, zoktrash, you see it's good. So why krum shor machmas maka eno krum and sistimas hag doifen yogurt? Zoktrash, vasimiskayen. And it's meikoro. Two tzedodim, Rashi, or two leshonos in the Rishonim. Because it's meikoro, the stima is right there. The moment it's naked, it's already sosum. And because it's made miskayim, this stays there forever. This will not disappear. Whereas the krum shorah machmasak maka, today is here, tomorrow is not there. And it's not meikora. The maka produced it. So there was a time there was a maka without a stima. So here in the bolt, isn't it like nekev shereah shadofen sotem? I'm asking. Isn't the bolt like, which when you go through and through, and you soisen with a screw, there's a screw or bolt, which is soisen, isn't that the nekev and the stima right away happening? Until you push, a garnished. When you start, as far as you are soisen, the more you go and you make a hole, the more you soisen. So the hole and the stima came together. And it's there forever. It's not removed. Isn't it this, at least like Reya? Reya sometimes, it's not attached to the doifen. It moves here. It moves, it blows in and out.
It's not
sobich, b'chlal. Doifen sasmoso. Soifel is boch, or something similar. And yet it's soisen. So why not this?
A doifen sasmoso is the neck of ever misrape?
No, and if it's misrape, krum shalamach masmaka. And if it's Nisrapeh, what did you get? You didn't get anything. You didn't get anything.
So the krum itself is not the heter.
The heter is the doifer. Besides, that these behemoths who have this procedure in the kevo, we see clearly that they live 12 months, and misabrus veyoldus, or misabrus veyoldus, and we see it, it's a fact. All of them. That's one.
It's a suffix.
If no, it's
suffix. On the side that it's a suffix.
We have few tzedodim lehokel already.
Many
tzedodim.
On this side.
The tzad is a shvach tzad. The tzad is a shvach tzad. And plus the shoyel umeishiv. We saw it was here. The one that just read it. That if it's done al edei haroifim en malefakfek. And that's basically the heter of the milk, because again, start from here. There was a tumult. Fine. Excuse me.
The sirach is natural.
The heter of the sirach we know. True, but roiv doesn't mean most of them.
The
chazaka. Yeah. The chazaka. The cheskas kashrus is what's my. The cheskas kashrus allows you to drink a glass of milk.
And that's the only
hat
you have.
That's it. Period.
As far as the circus is concerned.
As far as the circus is concerned. Or as far as any tarif is concerned. The cheskas kashrus allows you to drink a glass of milk. And allows you to eat the bosar. Nevdahareya, you're going to change the halakha. Nevdahareya, meikar adin is mutar. If it's also, it's only because of knas. But not meikar adin. Nevdahareya is mutar. Even bisman hazeh, you're going to erase it. You're going to say Bisman Hazeh Nevda Hareya is also because most of the Reyes are trefes, so how could you say Mutter and most of them are trefes? You're going to change that halacha. This halacha is not changeable. You can change it.
So Chalv
Yisrael and Chalv Stav. Let's go back. As far as history is concerned, when this tumult happened, so all the Haimisher Hechshayrim immediately removed all the cows that were questionable, at least, from their farms, and from then on, they make sure to buy cows that have records that no procedures was made to them. Medical records. Today, a cow is lehavdil like a human being, or human being is like a passenger. Every behema has a record, has a file, has a number, procedures that were made to that animal. Some were, some weren't. So they buy only those that were not in a problem. But when the OU allows any cholov in the whole country, so you are facing the cholov stam, let's say the cholov stam market, you are facing this problem.
Not the cholov stam issue.
It's not the cholov stam issue. It's the cholov treifa issue. Without an heter like this, or a heter similar to this, or any heter, then you cannot drink it. That's what those Osrim, Ratule Esor, Kola Halav Shayab America.
Other Poskim that can say this, that you can't eat Chol Stam, not else.
Yeah.
Why?
Why should you can?
That's not Sirchus.
No, he was not drinking because of Sirchus. He's not drinking because of Sirchus.
He holds his Rayyan.
Yeah. Now, for example, Shevet Alevi, before you leave. It is late. One more. The Shevet Alevi, I need to say the Shevet Alevi. I cannot go without Shevet Alevi.
Who are the Oisrim
against the Heterim? Hine Kvoido Vereyov. Who's asking here? Who's asking the squarer Bezdin? Who gives the heksher in the milk?
Dvash.
Dvash milk. Yeah.
Dvash is asking here. Dvash is asking the dayan from Dvash. Amoltche Ungvar is asking Yoshev Rosh Bezdin Akashus Beskver. He is the one who's asking the questions to the Shevet Alevi. In a Kvoido Vereyov, which means the Kaburo,
Itziu. What year is this?
Year 20 years ago. 75.
Before Dvash came into existence.
Tavshin Nun He, 23 years ago. That's when the tumult happened, in mid-90s. הציעו לפניי בעיה של החלב באמריקה, שהגוירים לסופק איסור על ידי ניתוחים בקיבה והכרס שעושים במדינתכם. ואוחוז ניכר, a certain percentage, significantly, שנראה, ואין שישים בחלב. וכדי לקצר, אינני נכנס לפרוטים. דהה, באופן השלישי והמובחר, the best of the ניתוחים שחותכים הדופן אצל הצלעות, והרופא תוחב את ידו ומחזיר הקיבה למקומה, ואחר כך תופר את הטף, את הזה, בדחלב דה היתרה, לדופן הבהמה, which is no problem. אז זה אם כן, לדרך זה אין צורך לדחוף ולתפור תוך אור הקיבה, enough that you תופר into the tefer itself, you don't need to go into the or hakeva, because he never pierced the keva. He only moved the keva from here to here, then he sews the or habehema. So that's not a question, he says. השאלתכם, אם מותר להרגיל לעשות ניתוח באופן זה, ויהיה שם ישראל האוימד על גבו, שישגיח שלא ידחוב המחת לתוך הקיבה, לתועלת שני, for whatever reason, דהיינו להוציא האוויר המתקבץ. אומר לכם, כך דעס עבדכם. This is the דעס of your עבד. שאפשר להעמיד משגיח הזה, כן? וכיוון שהרופא המנתח יודע שיש הקפדה, שיש משגיח על זה, הוא לא יעשה את זה. Very nice. But, continue. But, ולחשוש, this, if you put a משגיח, it's fine. Who's going to put a משגיח? A משגיח, and every time there is a ניתוח, put a משגיח that you should not pierce the קיבה.
Video.
Video, could be. But go put a video by the goyim where they do with in their farms when they raise the cows. It's not your domain. Then can I put a video in your factory? Then you want to buy milk, buy milk. Want to buy milk? Don't buy milk. We had do whatever we do, and not everybody lets put video in their stores, in their factories, in their whatever. Ulai yesh lachshosh shelo yitfor mechelev de'aitera, rak yitfor et or hakeva. En anenu leachzik kisuf min hasofe. Kama shelo tzarich etze bishvil hanituach. Fine. והיוצא מכאן הנ"ל להעמיד על זה משגיח, it's good. However, אבל גם זה דרך צד. אבל המובחר מכל הדרוכים להסרוחק מכל הניתוחים כולם. כי קושה מאוד מציוס ההשגוחה על זה. והאחריות גדולה מדי. וכבר גיליסי דייתי, העניו, כמה פעמים, כי אין מעמידים קשרוס על הדבורים מסובוכים. You don't make a קשרוס on complicated עניונים.
That's a bit
צורכים. אז זה זוקטר, ממך נשתזוי.
Everything.
דבורים מסובוכים. דבורים מסובוכים. What is מסובך? I don't know. But this is מסובוכים.
It's a big
מסובך. It's a big מסובך here. It's a big סיבוך what מסובך means. Yeah, קונזיין. It's a סיבוך של סיבוך. קונזיין.